What are these? Are these old finches, Andrew?
Yeah, they are. Yeah, Bengalese finches.
Which ones are those?
The chocolate-coloured ones.
Oh, they're beautiful.
Yeah. These are like that cockbird sitting on that there.
Uh-huh.
That's a chestnut flank white zebra finch.
Goodness grief.
There's some beautiful ones in here. They really are.
They're all beautiful, actually. I mean, look at those lovely... Yeah. See these white ones with the little teardrop? What are those?
They're the females.
Off the... this. Oh, yeah, I see he's got it as well. All right, aye. So, what's all the types you've got then?
Well, all I've got is zebra finches of different types.
Uh-huh.
See that grey one down there?
Yes.
He's beautiful. That's a champion-winning cockbird, that is.
Oh, that is. You know what it's got?
Storm,
it's,
isn't it?
It's breast and neck markings is similar to the... Well, what's the Scots bird? It's not the ptarmigan. What's the one that's got?
It's not a partridge, is it?
It's one of the wild birds. It's not a capercaillie. It's not a ptarmigan. But there's one of them has got that lineated.
Yeah, that's
horizontal, right round about, isn't it? Eh?
And that's a type of grouse, isn't it?
I think so. And that's absolutely beautiful. His cheek markings. He's got the red cheeks.
Yeah.
With the black tears.
So I've got.
And is that what you're going to try and breed off of, this guy here?
Yes.
Aye.
He's. I'm going to put some of the females to him, and some of the females to the cocks, the chestnut flank cocks.
Because are you doing this, Stuart?
No, I'm fine. Lorraine, thank you. I'm just admiring Andrew's birds here, eh? This is a real cracker, this wee cock down here, isn't he? Mm-hmm.
But the cats don't even lick the lips when they see them.
No, but a cat would.
Yeah.
There's a cream cock on that back wooden rack there.
Uh-huh.
On the top there, the one nearest us.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the one at the other side is what they call a penguin variety, which is the one right at the back. The one with the big cheek collars on him.
See him. And the second peg down.
With his head down.
Oh, yeah.
That's the penguin variety.
Well, are you talking about the black and white one, almost black and white, and the third perch down? Or are you talking about the second?
Top perch this side.
All right, yeah, okay.
And top perch far side.
All right. And what's the wee black one that's on the third perch down at the back?
The one with the black beak, Andrew.
Yeah.
That's a Bengalese.
That's Bengalese. I'll have to say, though, to be honest with you, they're all beautiful.
They never lost any. I love that wee one there. See that one there, Andrew, on the feeder?
Uh-huh. What is that?
That's a female as well. That's a fawn, female fawn.
She's quite dusky, isn't she? Aye. Just like yourself. Yes, of course.
You just reminded me. I put mascara on the days that ran around my face.
No.
I keep forgetting that. I rub my eyes and everything.
Oh, is this just way? Yeah, okay. Perspiration.
He's extremely
good.
It's
not nice to say sweat. Sorry?
That's a cheeky one, yeah.
Extremely good.
Aye.
Yeah,
these are gorgeous.
They didn't lose any either, even when they came
they're
up.
They're just coming into adult molt. Adam sent up by courier.
Aye.
Who does nothing but birds and takes them all over the country.
How long have you had these?
Yeah.
About a month.
Mm. And they send up from where?
Truro in Cornwall.
Truro, oh yeah, specialist breeder then.
The birds that you get around here are all weedy and inbred.
Uh-huh.
Because people just sell to people around locally.
Yeah.
So you get no new bloodlines, and then all you end up with is...
inbreeding, washed out stock. Yeah.
Yeah. Aye. Whereas these are champion bred stock.
Uh-huh.
And the guy that breeds these, he is the national judge at the... National Cage and Aviary Birds exhibition this year in Birmingham at the NEC.
Is he?
So he is the top judge in Great Britain, and that's where these came from. I paid...
I'd say you'd pay a pretty penny then in that case.
400 quid for the lot.
Well, I wouldn't have said that would have been bad.
There's 25 birds in there, so that's not
I'll be honest with you, I half expected you to say that beautiful cock there.
Oh, yeah.
Would probably set you back about £80 to £100 itself.
It would appear. Yeah. Anybody coming here would offer you 100 quid for that.
Yeah, absolutely. He's so gorgeous. Could you imagine that in the size of a grouse?
Yeah.
How that would look in the wild?
See, the amount of chestnut and white he's got on the side is really good.
Yeah. I noticed he's ringed, Andrew. Are they all ringed?
Only some of the baby ones aren't.
Yeah, he's got tiny wee rings on his legs, I noticed. Just one in different colours, one in one leg, one in the other leg.
That's right, because...
That'll be
his family ring on his right
foot. Ah, right,
and
pedigree.
His left foot will be that his National Society ring.
Yeah.
So he's registered with the National Society, he is. He's,
I'll get a photograph of I can't of him, but of your birds before I go, because, and your setup here is gorgeous with a cage and everything inside this great big shed, you know.
Well, you see, the thing is, most of these birds in Scottish aviaries, they're not in aviaries. They're just put in cages like that.
Yeah.
So they just fly from perch to perch, which is a hard perch.
Uh-huh.
It's no good for
and
them.
They're flutting back and forth within a
wrecks
two
the joints.
Space. Yeah.
Wrecks the joints.
Yes. So do you use
they
these
sitting on the floor.
For isolation and breeding purposes?
Just for breeding.
Is that what you use the cages for?
Aye. Just for breeding.
Aye.
But so what I've done is put in different sizes or thicknesses of perch. So this is like cherry wood. So that it, when they land on it, it springs. Right? As opposed to hard wooden perch.
Yeah, so that gives them, when they land and take off, it's the nose
that
in their
wooden
joints.
That perch on the back is just a training perch, because we've got perches in here, you see. But when I put them in cages, I put one really thin one, look. I've got a bloody cover on it. A really thin one.
Yes.
And then I also put a thicker one.
And is this the idea, is to train them on their perches, so when they go in here, it's easy for you to get them onto your hands or whatever. Aye, they come off the perch.
Yeah,
I've got you.
That's just a... That's a junior flight for youngsters, right? So we won't.
But that's a good length as well. What is that? That's over 6 feet.
Six, 7 feet, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's for the youngsters to learn on,
which
is good for them. And then these six cages here, so I can breed six pairs at a time.
Yeah. You've got a great setup.
Well, I built it all myself, obviously. Uh-huh. Everything's built by me, but...
Yeah. So what's your intention with these? Do you intend to show them?
Show them
show them. Yeah, okay. And where would you go to show them here?
The Scottish National.
And where's that held? At SEC or something? Or?
It's held in Edinburgh at where they hold the big agricultural show.
Oh, at Ingleson. Oh, right, yeah. And is it, when's that? Are you ready
generally
to go?
Generally on Christmas Day. It's Boxing Day, I think. Or New Year's Day.
Why is it that time of year then?
Because most people are breeding their birds during the summer.
Uh-huh.
So you've got to fledge them out and get them into adult plumage.
Okay.
And then get them trained, ready for the shows.
Oh, I see. So they're in the winter months when everything else is dead. Up comes the bird shows. Which gives you the interest as well, because you're gearing up for that, of course, in the middle of the winter.
See, they're a good pair up there.
Oh, that's a lovely wee pair. Now, do they sit as a pair?
There's two or three pairs in here that are actually natural pairs. So I know which numbers they are, so I've got them sussed.
Oh, they're beautiful. I love the orange beaks on them.
They'll be just chucked into a cage and they can start breeding. What I've been trying to do is bring them into fitness first.
And you've got the molting process, and then do you have to spray them as well? I remember reading and hearing about spraying.
They get a big deep bath water there. they dive straight into that.
Yeah.
And they get that changed every day, so they've got water. Oh, he's noisy.
That's a lovely wee chatter, isn't it, going on there in the corner?
Oh,
I think they're gorgeous, you know. It's been many years since I've seen them, and I can't remember them being as beautiful as that, you know. And this thing with the tree, because they've all got the wee perches, and it's almost like having a Christmas tree decorated with finches, you know, in various colours.
Well, it was ideal, because we've got a tree around the corner that's a cherry tree, so...
Yeah, so you get the cut.
Cherry in and...
Yeah. Of course, I think they say the cherry wood's the only thing you should use, isn't it? Is that right?
Cherry and apple.
Cherry and apple, and the fruit trees. Yeah,
because it's non-toxic.
But honestly, it's gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. Look at these wee pears. It's hiding away at the top.
Yeah.
What are they?
They're fawn Bengalese.
Fawn Bengalese. I love the wee crest, the white crest on the head. It's gorgeous.
Well, they sleep in a nest box. That's why there's three nest boxes in there. They won't breed in them.
All right, okay.
But they sleep in nest boxes at night.
Whereas the other ones don't, they?
No, they perch.
Just perch up. Mm. Yeah. All right.
But Bengalese like to sleep. They'll sleep anything up to six in a box. It's all jammed
together.
Well,
they are. Yeah. It'd be great, wouldn't it, if you could get these miniature cameras. Bore the hole in the back.
You could do that.
That would be fantastic. Yeah. And you could have a screen over there in your bench. Or even, these wee cameras now are Wi-Fi. You could patch it back in the house, keep an eye on them when they're nesting up at night. Or even your boxes, so your breeding boxes.
Now you're getting technical.
Not at all. You'd manage that, no problem.
And I'm going to blazing windows.
I noticed that, yeah.
You need a wash, but... the